This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Jake Girac and Ryan Messier. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you involved with digital asset management?
I oversee our photography department, our studio, and I oversee our digital asset management system. The way I'm tied to our digital asset management system is I do more of the long-term planning and the functionality for the system. Ryan does more of the day-to-day hands-on operations and support of the system.
I handle the day-to-day operations from the DAM and support the system from an admin side. I also handle requests from different stakeholders, both internally and externally for the company. So any projects that come across the table from an asset management standpoint is my responsibility to take care of.
Why does an organization focus on motorcycles use a digital asset management system?
Believe it or not, we have about 170,000 assets in our system. We had assets fed to us from other departments within the company. For instance, our motor clothes, which handles our clothing line, our parts and accessories, our retail environment group, marketing, communications, our HD medium, which has all of our archival imagery and video. So we're actually getting fed a lot of assets from the company, and it allows us to reuse the assets in other areas of the company, therefore saving us a lot of money.
What are the biggest successes and challenges with digital asset management?
I think some of our bigger challenges is with the DAM system. If we're actually talking about the system search, our metadata, our training our stakeholders how to use the system. We have such a custom vocabulary here at Harley-Davidson. For instance, we have some of our models are named Dyna, Touring, Softail. So these are kind of unique names. For instance, Touring might mean something else to somebody outside of this company. Therefore, our search was very complicated. It was hard to use a synonym dictionary.
The synonym dictionary that we had to establish, it would optimize our search, and it was just difficult to establish that taxonomy because it is so unique to the company.
Another challenge that we've faced was selling our leadership on actually investing money into the system. It's very hard for leadership to see the value in something that they're not getting a return on, or, you know, hard number return on. It costs us a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of resources. You know, the implications of using assets without rights, all these things cost the company money. So if we have all of that information in the DAM system and we're able to reuse the assets, you know, we're able to save the company money. And it was very difficult to sell that to leadership.
From my understanding, it's basically a soft cost savings. It's not a hard, like, you're not selling things directly from the digital asset management system. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Granted, it does save you time, likely in search, provided it works well, to save you the amount of time that it would take if there wasn't a system in place to find those 170-some thousand or however many assets you have. Totally understand that point.
Right. I've run some numbers. I said before that they're soft numbers, so it's really hard to come up with the actual number. We save the company hundreds of thousands of dollars every year by reusing assets and by having the rights on all of our assets. The successes of the DAM system, I think pretty much the same thing. Exactly what I was saying was one of our most difficult things. Selling this was actually probably one of our biggest successes. We were able to sell it to leadership, and they bought into it, and they stuck a lot of money into it.
The system itself is a great success. Our old system that we used years ago was very difficult to navigate and difficult to use, and users had a hard time getting the assets that they actually needed. So this new site has vastly improved the general usership, and everybody has received it quite well. That was a huge project that Jake took on over the last 3 years, and I came on 2 years ago, and I've been running the day-to-day since then. So that was a big success, basically, just from a company standpoint.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I would tell them to run. Run while they can. No, I'm just kidding. It is a very difficult field to be in, though. I mean, you're basically a pioneer. DAM has been around for a while, but it's not perfect. It's a very, very difficult world to be in, and it feels like you're the only one. As stupid as that may sound, it's like nobody speaks your language. Nobody. It's like really difficult to find a friend in the DAM world, if you will.
Mm-hmm. No, I've heard that many times, honestly.
Yeah, you really need to be organized. you really have to have a thick skin to be in this profession. Yeah, it's like I don't want to turn anybody off by going down this path because it actually is very rewarding, but it is difficult. In a sense, it is kind of fun being a pioneer and going down this path that most wouldn't dare to travel.
It's definitely exciting, one way or another.
Yeah.
Playing off of that pioneer analogy, most people don't, when you tell them that you're a dam asset manager or something along those lines, they don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So even, like, for instance, my family really don't have an idea of what I do. But kind of knowing that you accomplish such a grand accomplishment for the company or whoever you work for.
It is the truth, you know. I wouldn't change what I do in the dam world. But looking back the last 6 years that I've been involved with the dam here at the company, it has been very challenging to break down those walls and those barriers of bringing the dam system to the company.
Yeah. And you're implementing change management across the organization of how they're managing their people, process, technology, and information. I totally value your candor and honesty on those points. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo and iTunes. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.